Patreons.
Bulge, for fuck's sake. Oh, yeah. They were so audible in the last episode.
They
as
really
well.
Were. They really were.
Oh.
Do you reckon Bulge, that's you. Do you reckon Wodge has recovered from...
No. No. He was still talking about your
was
ass.
He definitely has got some sort of PTSD.
Yeah. Maybe even mild brain damage from the ass coming out of
PTRD,
your
PTRD, perhaps.
What's that?
Post-traumatic rectal disorder.
That's what I got. It's like the First World War in here, wasn't it? It's just like mustard gas.
And it was all coming from...
Who was that? Was that you again, Bulge?
Fucking... Christ,
I think I nearly shit myself then. I might have pushed a bit hard.
The 3D fart.
Where's the Spider-Man underoos?
I shit myself the other day.
3D fart. Yeah,
that's good, that, isn't it?
I like that.
I didn't steal that from her, I just came up with it because I talk about shitting myself far too much. Which I did do the other day. Shit myself again the other day.
What, in that 991?
No.
With a passenger in.
No, he curbed the wheel.
Oh, no.
Actually, no, it probably wouldn't matter because they're all beat to fuck anyway, aren't they?
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Anyway, car stuff.
We'll talk about that tomorrow on the main app.
Yeah.
See, I love the fact that we're so relaxed around the fact that I shit myself so often.
Well, I was about to ask.
It's not that interesting, really. You know when it just, I mean...
He pushed 30, me hard and then popped another.
Yeah, 30 seconds in, Bulge just farted twice. A minute and a half in, I'm about to tell you a story about how I shit myself.
Again.
Again.
Again. Sorry, yeah. Yeah, how do you say that correctly this time? Say again.
Well, actually, if you listen to Martin Brundle,
did he say it?
He says again.
Hmm.
And would you ever argue with Martin Brundle?
Yes.
Ever?
Probably.
No.
Nope.
Man's a hero.
He is. Absolute fucking legend.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I only argue with you out of retaliation.
It was when it was that time where the USA grew up, one of the 73 races?
8, I think it is now.
78 USA races.
A season, maybe.
The one
USA,
that's actually...
Yeah.
The only one that's actually on a fucking circuit.
Mm.
And Coda.
That fat rapper, Megan something or other.
The Stallion.
Yeah.
The Stallion.
Whatever.
What a stupid fucking name.
But Martin Brundle went up to her and said, "Have you got a rap for us?" And she said, "Oh no, I don't have anything right now." And he went, "No, there's a surprise." And he carried on walking.
Fucking savage.
Oh, he is brilliant.
He is.
There's that one where he's like, "No mate, everyone has to talk."
Yeah.
I'm in charge around here. I was like, fucking go on, Brundle. Oh lord.
And that other one as well, where can't remember who it was now that he was trying to talk to, but he was waiting because matey was giving an interview, whichever one of the races he was, and he said, "There's a lady here beside me, and she thinks she's going to get in front of me. Watch this." And then just like, bang,
straight
in the face.
Yeah. And also, one of my favourite ones, it wasn't a grid walk thing, but he was talking to Horny Horner.
All right.
And he
wet
said,
finger.
Yeah.
I already know the one.
You'll know, you might not, but he said, Horner turned around to Martin Brundle and said, "Oh yeah, shame you're too old to have driven here." Yeah. Martin Brundle turns around and says, "Yes, shame you weren't quick enough to get to Formula One."
Yeah.
Anyway, shit myself. It's a very uninteresting story.
Spider-Man underoos.
No.
Did you nick him off your neighbour's line again?
Yeah, if you want.
Do you need two pairs to get...
Cut the gusset out.
Full coverage.
Cut the gusset out. That's
actually
one leg.
Bed sheet.
All right. Let's rein it in from the start.
King size. It did have been king size. Spider-Man print.
Super king. Super onion. Well, now I've just been called fat enough when I tell the story about me shitting myself. I mean, I'm really living up to the stereotype, aren't I? You know the shits that just come on strong out of nowhere.
It's a video.
Yeah.
I was driving back and I was a bit like, "Oh, fucking hell." And I've got to pull into the services. I thought, "Nah, I'll make it out." And as I was coming through Cully, I was like, "Oh, Christ almighty." It was one of them. And
Christ hell.
I had to park around the back. So I kind of had to do that, the shuffle. Shuffle towards the wad. But it's so grim and I'm so sorry. But it was so...
Goosey.
Not solid.
Goosey poo.
No matter how much I clenched... It was just seepage.
Oh. Is it like a chocolate fountain?
Have you ever done
that?
Someone get a marshmallow.
It's that feeling, isn't it? It's that feeling. If you've ever got in the shower and then you realise you haven't brought a towel in with you and you've got to walk to your, yeah, to your cupboard to get a towel, you feel your ass cheeks like slipping and sliding, yeah, past each other when you walk.
I used so much bog roll. That was the worst bit about it.
You meant to take sheets off, not just use the entire bog roll and try and wipe your ass with it.
That's why my toilet's
really clogged. You use the cardboard bit as a scoop.
Oh, God. That's the perfect 5 minutes.
Oh,
refunds are
welcome.
Refunds are not available. What was I going to say? Yeah, I'm always still fascinated by how people wipe their ass.
Oh, for God's sake, right, we're still doing this.
But we have talked about this before, haven't we? Because there's people out there that stand up to wipe their ass.
Yeah, I do.
Do you? I forgot that. I was going to say, I didn't think you did.
I'm not that much of a psychopath.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I'll talk about it later, but one of the lads, he stands up, the one that Dunsfold with, that was hard to say. Until I've just eaten, can't you?
I had a friend who genuinely wouldn't have a shit unless he could have a shower straight, yeah, afterwards. Sorry.
This Ricky was the same. He said,
I was like, that's a bit excessive, isn't it? And he was like, well, if you had a bird shit on your hand, you wouldn't just wipe it off with some tissue, would you?
Well, I'd wash my your hand and my hand only.
And I'm like, yes, I'd wash my hands, but I tend not to pick up my food with my bum cheeks.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
Food isn't a suppository.
No.
Not normally, anyway.
Not unless you freeze it.
Yeah.
Or it's a root vegetable.
Morning.
If you can snip the end off a parsnip when it's raw, well...
That is one controlled sphincter.
It is. Like a cigar cutter.
I take my cutter back. Film? Yeah.
Like I
too
said.
Too fast.
Well,
we're hungry.
I don't want to talk about it, cuh. We hungry. Pockets ain't empty, cuh. Anyway, it's not too fast if you're at lines. Yeah, this Ricky's the same. He said he gets annoyed if he has a shit in the evening. I said, what do you mean you get annoyed if you have to have a shit in the evening? He said, well, I shit in the morning.
Yeah. I've never been that regular.
Same. It's just at any time.
When it happens,
any time, 4 points throughout the day. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes one after another. But anyway, he said, I'd like to go in the morning because I have a shower in the morning. I was like, right. He said, well, if I have one in the evening, I have to have a shower afterwards. I was like, but you don't, though. You really, really don't.
Do you understand how wiping works?
Yeah, honestly.
Like, there's no limit. Like, yeah, you're not allowed just one attempt and then, ah.
Oh, I think
you... Get it all. Oh.
Oh, no.
Now what do I do? Because I can't have a shower. I don't know, maybe wipe again?
Yeah, wipe again. My old man's obsessed with the moist toilet tissues. He loves them. He, if he comes to stay here with me, he'll bring his own. Anyway,
that's the one the bog seat with.
Enough about bum.
Get the herpes on syphilis off it.
Anyway, what am I talking about?
I don't know.
I thought you had something.
No.
Oh, you thought about
it. I
thought you had something. You went to the doctors and got it checked out.
Yeah, that.
Is it still
itching? I jokingly said, maybe that's what we should talk about, because we were talking about not knowing the difference between a bear, a bottom and a twink. And you went, yeah. Oh, yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2. Sorry, 5, 5, 5, 5, 4, 4, 4, 4, 3, 3, 3, 3.
That Echo machine cost me a lot of money. I'm going to use it, all right?
Fucking hell.
Well,
hopefully the cunt wears his voice out one day.
Any unfurnished building ever is your perfect fucking Echo machine.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And then you can just talk to yourself.
Oh, dream
come
true.
Bask in the ambience and then probably foul yourself.
Yeah, just
again.
Ah!
Not that way. Yeah.
3D Fox.
Goose!
He's dead.
Ooh, Edwards and nonce.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he got 6 months fucking...
Suspended.
It's standard fucking BBC practice, that, though, isn't it? A little flourish at the end, that was good.
I don't know who's more disgusting.
You.
Because I went a bit...
You actually shit yourself.
Not tonight, I didn't. Not yet.
Time.
Still, yeah.
I don't think you can ever trust a fart with you.
No, 100% I can. Unless I'm poorly. But everyone's like that.
Anyway, Hugh Edwards. I know.
Do you reckon he shits himself? Well, no, he's not going to be shitting himself.
No, because
there's no soap.
He's not going to get stretched out by anyone, is he? Because he hasn't gone to prison.
He's probably fucking gutted about that.
He probably is.
Wrong, isn't it? Because I read into it a little bit, and I was like, ugh.
Some nasty
shit.
And
then the fucking stupid part is that, all right, I understand that the riots a few months ago were completely it's the same old shit, and you've only got to look at all the stuff that happened in America with the Black Lives Matter riots. Like, there were protests, and protests were done properly, and then you just get the people that go, oh, this is a fucking good
time. Well, I want some new Nikes.
Yeah, this is a good time to smash a shop up because...
Well, it's mob mentality, isn't
because
it?
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we're going to prison.
Yeah, probably.
John's just condemned us.
Well done, John. I thought it'd be you, Bulge. After all the things
you criticised BLM, mate.
No, I didn't.
That means you're a fascist.
But, well, I am, but...
You've got a haircut for it, mate. You need one of these.
Yeah.
There was...
Skins.
And don't get me wrong, I completely understand it. And when they announced it, I thought, good, I'm glad you're teaching them a lesson. But there's like...
Announced
a,
what, sorry?
When riots a few months back in the UK.
Yeah.
After that Welsh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Welsh native.
Killed all of those girls at the...
Southport.
Taylor Swift dancing school or whatever the frickin' hell it was that was going on. Obviously, there was all those riots, and they've given actual prison sentences to people who were involved in them. And like one of them is a 14-year-old kid. And this is the bit. I'm not saying that. Oh, he's only 14. You know, you shouldn't be punishing him. Punish a little fucker. He smashed a shop up.
Well, yeah, if you're man enough to go smash his shit up, guess
he smashed
what?
A shop up and robbed a load of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, punish him. But why does he have to have a 2-year prison sentence?
Yeah.
And a criminal record.
And Hugh Edwards can
do whatever the fuck he likes.
Proven nonce.
Yeah.
And sex pest. And
some
get
of stuff
away
is sick
with
in
it.
Yeah.
He got sent pictures of a girl and he replied, "She looks really young." Next message.
God.
"Do you have any more?"
Oh, no.
And it's like, I stood in the shop. Where was I? Street. And it was on like front page.
Awkward boner.
it's the Welsh accent for me.
Ooh, Edwards, isn't it?
So, and I saw it on front page of everything. And I doubt you two have ever had a mugshot taken, but everyone looks dishevelled in theirs.
Unless you're Donald Trump.
Yeah. But... he looked a fucking mess, because normally, obviously, he's very king-shaven, he's very presentable, ironically.
I'm the face of the BBC.
And I read it, and I was like...
Show me them kids.
And I was just in the shop, and I thought, I can't even fucking read this anymore.
Yeah, it's nasty,
thought,
isn't it?
Horrible.
Fucking nasty.
And then that girl who pushed a bin, vaguely in the direction of some officers.
Somebody got in prison for shouting at a police dog.
That's fair enough, don't be horrible with dogs.
No, but shouting at a police dog.
What'd they shout, though?
Does it matter? It's a dog.
Sit!
Kill! Bite his balls off! But like, as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to be a police officer, you need to accept there are aspects of the job which are unpleasant. You're dealing with unpleasant people.
Yes.
People shouting at you, well, okay, it's not very nice, but... people are going to shout at you.
Yeah, it's no different to
it's,
what I do on the
door. It's not an imprisonable offence.
The amount of incidents I've been in where I've been hurt or something, and they say to me, "You can press charges?" Nah. No, like, you should, you know? And I'm like...
why?
And it's not the way to look at it, but I'm like, this is fucking every week.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this job and be like...
there are no customers who are press charging. It's everyone who shouts at me and abuses me.
But I'm just like, no, this is kind of what I signed up for. I mean, it's not pleasant, don't get me wrong, but, you know... it's kind of like these people that go off, like, Ricky Gervais made a joke about people that go off to war and come back and be surprised it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was like there was a drill sergeant and he was shouting at us.
What did you expect?
And he made me clean my gun. I'd already cleaned it before and he made me clean it again. It's like, yeah, it's the
fucking... my shoes weren't shiny enough.
And they were.
It'd be like me complaining about going and driving lorries.
Yeah, I'm sat down all day.
Oh, well, that's just fucking crap, isn't
God,
it?
God, I had to drive on the road. This lorry down this small road.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's your job.
That's your job, though.
You know. So yeah. I don't understand why people who were, even people who were observing, they were just stood there. They weren't taking part. They weren't throwing missiles. They weren't smashing shit up. They were just stood there, maybe filming with their phone. That's it.
They should go to prison.
Sentence.
Fucking just stand there filming. Go home.
Well, no, but
maybe not going to prison. No, but.
But what I really love about that whole thing, which just sums this country up, The prisons are brimming.
Yes.
To the point that...
No, they're not.
The...
Except they're low down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The prisons are brimming.
Way to piss on his chips, Noodle.
With actual criminals.
Yeah.
And...
You know, dangerous ones.
This lady shouted horrible words at a dog.
Or said something hurty on Facebook.
So,
we're going to get the rapist out and get her
she
in.
She needs to go inside for what she's done. But, I mean, this guy, he did rape someone and killed two people. But, he's been all right.
He's been in there for 12 months and he hasn't raped or killed anyone since.
He's
so
been all right.
He's all good.
So, we'll put him out on a tag.
Yeah, but old
and then but hurty words actually, on Facebook? No.
We don't actually Heinous have enough crime. Officers... So he'll have to do reported bail.
Yeah.
And then when he doesn't turn up for reported bail...
Because he's a scallywag.
Yeah.
He'll...
Because he's a rapey scallywag. Yeah.
A wanted offender that no one will know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until the point it's been a year since he's reported to bail.
It's like Bronson, who's like done armed robbery in the 70s. And he stemmed maybe some riots a bit.
Yeah.
In the 80s. And he's still in prison. And his parole or whatever recently and got denied. Now, one thing I will say, because we're not the most factual of podcasts over here, but they haven't actually released any rapists, because a friend of mine put a status up saying all these violent thugs have been released and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And someone commented saying, violent thugs? Question mark. And I looked into it, actually, because it made me think to myself, because I don't want to be part of the masses that just go, you know, and just spout fucking nonsense because I've read it on the internet. And the people that got released, they were like, there was repeat offenders, there was like, you know, and did you see the scenes?
Yeah, but repeat offenders of what? Having done what?
Well, you don't go to prison unless it's, you know what I mean, they're just chucking to prison for fun.
Well, they do now.
They do now, yes. But they never used to,
What's
did
this?
They?
You said something that somebody was offended by on Facebook, 24 months in the slammer, no fucking bail.
Because famously... First offence, depending on what it is. I mean, murder's a bit different.
Yeah. Murder.
Change the fucking record. But the vast majority of the sort of, you know, normal stuff, shall I say.
The normal criminality.
You know, knocking your missus about. You know. No, but I mean, like, you know, violent stuff, blah, blah. Generally...
You just said violent people weren't allowed out there.
No, I mean, first offenders get... Very rare a first offender get... Oh, sorry, it's your first offence, you'll be all right. So what I'm saying is you've got to at least done it...
Twice.
And
got
caught twice. To be put in.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of them being released are actually repeat offenders that have been in and out of prison.
Mm.
And did you see... Have you seen the videos of people the day they got released? Oh, I've never seen so much fucking hood rich in my life. Just a fucking chav central.
Yeah.
Like fucking baddies up, face covered. Yo, bro, yo, what you saying? What you saying, blade? And all that. I'm just like, brilliant. It's fucking kept them in there.
Yeah, please.
There's some art student who wheeled a bin towards the fucking thing because she thought it was cool to be part of the protest because she didn't actually understand what it was about.
No.
Banged up for 20 months.
I know.
And you got old fucking Squelchy Edwards, you know, pulling himself around the room with a picture of children because a suspended sentence.
Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah. Mad.
It's suspended sentence in his multi-million pound house, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, this is it, yeah.
Oh, I can't leave my mansion. That's a shame, isn't it?
Oh, he's lost his job.
So?
I guarantee his house is worth millions.
Yeah.
You know, even if he sold it and put himself up in a £250,000, you know, two up, two down, he's still got £750,000 to live off of.
Yeah.
That's the other thing as well I wanted to get onto. Because I don't follow politics. And we discuss politics a lot on this podcast, well, the Patreon one anyway. Because I think it's a load of old tosh. I think it's a load of crap. They promise the fucking world, and then when they get in there, fuck all happens. Or they do the opposite. You know, we've talked about it before, Brexit, the money we're going to save, back into the NHS. Nah.
There's a bit of a theory on it, is because it's only a 5-year cycle.
People forget.
No.
Oh.
There's no long-term planning. They'll literally do enough to keep themselves in for 5 or 10 years or whatever the maximum term is here. Can't remember now. 2 terms, isn't it?
No.
That's America. You're thinking of.
America's 3 terms anyway, isn't it? They can do.
No, it's 2. I thought. Or was it 3?
I think it's 2. But anyway, whatever it is.
I don't think there is a maximum in this country.
Either way, they're generally in for 5, maybe 10 years, absolute tops before they fucked it up. Well, and
this is the problem.
There's no forward planning. There's no sort of like that infrastructure project that we should really be doing. You know, the road improvements, the whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do that because it's a load of money and I probably won't be here won't in a few years' time.
Well, this is,
so
yeah,
I'll retire with my gold-plated pension and it's next guy's problem.
It's a very good point, actually.
Now, don't forget me wrong, I'm not saying we need like a Xi Jinping or a Putin who's there forever.
Mm.
John, you say it. President Putin. Benny likes
President Putin.
That's for Benny.
I'm not saying we need that.
No, God, no. But the thing is, though, they talk about, like... So, for example, Columpton's been promised...
A relief road.
Yeah. And the trains were going to get sorted out, and they were going to sort out the, you know, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. They start to get that ball rolling...
20 years ago.
Yeah.
They were talking about it when I was at school.
Mm. Well, my Facebook memories, I think it was like 12 years ago, it was like Columpton to double in size and get a railway station and this, that, and the other. 12 years ago, fuck what happened. They've just got proper money to do the relief road.
They built the houses.
Yeah, fuck
what
they
built the fucking houses, but as for the infrastructure, forget it.
Well, the relief road's meant to be happening because Homes Devon, or Devon, England Homes, whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh, more houses being built on a floodplain.
There is that. After the rain we've had today,
fucking
soon
brilliant.
Find out. But no, Homes England, whatever the fuck they called, have had to basically stump up the rest of the cash.
Mm, right.
Which is what's happened very recently. But no, what I'm saying is, agreeing with what you're saying is, you know, let's just say, right, I get into power and I say, right, public transport's a joke, the train's always fucking late, there's a station every 20 miles, it's a fucking piss take. We're going to sort that shit out. That's going to take a long time to sort out.
Of course it is.
Very long-term stuff, like you said. 5 years' time, I get voted out.
I don't care. Yeah, even local councillors.
But then if he's not voted out,
because they won't be there that time.
The new people come in and say, oh, we don't want to waste money on that. We're a complete waste of money. It's over budget. It's over time.
No, we need more wind turbines.
Yeah, canned.
We need to put more solar panels on farmland. Brilliant.
I'd say put Clarkson in charge. Done.
Well,
he'd sort it out.
Can't be any worse, can it?
No, actually. I think I'd have rather you in charge.
At least petrol would be cheaper.
No, actually, you'd have him killed.
Mm.
As an example to others.
No, I mean... Yeah, you wouldn't even, like, ice me under the cars, make it look an accident.
No, very public.
Yeah, you just walk up and shoot me in the face and say, be fat and annoying, this is what you get.
Have a rusty chin, watch out.
But how is that annoying? What was it he done that was so annoying?
Breathing.
Just so we don't do it in future. Ah, don't complicate it with details, just don't do what he does.
And if you repeat this question, you'll also be killed to death.
Twice.
You can make a joke once and once only.
Yeah.
No repetition on my watch.
No.
Oh, then you send some black people home, wouldn't you?
Huh?
What?
You said that, not me. Racist.
I do think
just for our future government censors that are going to come in and review all recorded
media
of any kind.
They're paying. No other fucker does.
I'd just like to point out that Niall is the one who's anti-immigration.
Mm.
Boats.
I do think there is some legs in having...
Boats.
...a Takeshi's Castle-style border.
Yes. If you can get past it, you're welcome.
If you complete it, then you're able-bodied, you're fit, you're well.
Can you imagine the green argument?
Oh, I don't want to talk into the microphone.
Can you imagine...
I can't hear you.
Can you imagine
the
lunatic's argument?
There was a certain level of anger in that. You proper fucking hear me now.
Can you imagine the level of bollocks that would come from green energy people about a load of plastic litter in the channel?
Yeah.
More plastic litter More in plastic the channel, litter, I should yeah. say. But like in a mad Japanese bloke.
They're all mad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They do appear that
way.
I do like... It's one of those things that I do like when you're just scrolling through your reels and then all of a sudden there'll be a clip of some fucking really peculiar Japanese game show.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like where they're trying to climb up an enormous rail of stairs that's just covered in fucking lubricant.
But it'll be
and they're like...
It'll be covered in lube, and they'll be wearing those glasses that are mega magnified, so they won't be able to see fuck all.
But we can see their eyes, and that's why they do it.
Yeah.
And we thank them. Oh, talking of Japanese people trying to climb lubricated stairs...
lubricated poles.
I did see a clip of that exact thing, so I'm guessing you've seen it before.
Probably.
Where they're basically Japanese people trying to climb up some lubricated stairs as part of a game show. And the caption was, police trying to enter P. Diddy's house.
Can you imagine how genuinely dangerous P. Diddy would be with that dildo cannon from Jackass 3D?
Yeah!
He'd have unlimited ammo.
He's got enough dildos to fire
780
people.
Dildos.
On a fucking belt.
Yeah, he's a belt-fed dildo machine gun. Firing rubber cocks at the police.
Oh. Fuck your rubber bullets, have a rubber cock.
Banzai!
Oh, Jesus God. Christ.
My three guts are out in again.
Got ass cheeks on the front.
Oh, dear. But, no, I mean...
Back
to the politics side of things.
Oh, yeah.
Off the dildos.
Not Japanese people sliding around on stairs with magnifying
skills. P. Diddy firing cocks at people.
As you were saying, like a prime example of this is that Wellington.
Beautiful town.
Yeah. Train station. Approved. Funding. Mm. Approved. Work. Started. Train station being built.
Ring road built in the 80s. Job done.
Where's the train station going to be?
Sort of behind Lidl's.
Near John's house.
Oh, is it?
You get train to work.
So.
I mean, he's not going to, but he could.
Train station. Look
at that, fucking Tiverton.
Train station approved. Money approved. Well, building. Yeah. Building started. Amazing. Election. Lefty snowflake cunts elected.
Oh no.
Cunding. Fut.
Cunding?
Yeah, it was a joke. Funding cut.
What, for the train station?
Yep.
Why?
Because I'm assuming there's probably some lesbians or gays that need...
Oh, they need another pride show, don't they?
Yeah,
the
be some, or
the
there'll
town,
be some trans... Some trans...
What are we doing here?
Trains.
Treading difficult.
I meant to say trains.
Yeah, we're treading
trains
dangerous
genders.
Ground. Trains genders, yes. Anti-train people.
Do you want to find out about that folk? Because it's now to... It's out
do,
of...
Do you, what's he called? Finn Taylor?
Yeah.
Finn Taylor comedy. Have you seen the... I can't remember what the exact thing, but he's talking about... Yeah.
TQ thing.
LGBTQ. And he's like, which famously stands
people.
For let's go bash the gays or let's go bash the queers, which all of a sudden it doesn't mean that anymore.
That's what I was going to say. The word queer is fine now.
Yeah.
Never used to be.
Used to be.
Like, yeah.
I had a moment of like...
Gayness. Yeah,
fantastic.
We know.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
Driving one into me. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into too much detail because it's proper fucking nerdy, but I was at something and there was a speaker there talking.
It was a pride show, wasn't it?
It wasn't a pride show. No, it's worse than that. And
God, gayer than that.
Mustache.
I'm going to guess it's a little bit more Nazi-esque than that.
Oh, yeah, they were trading coins and autographs.
A little bit more supremacist.
Like fucking portraits of Adolf.
Ish.
Adolf.
Basically, as we know, I'm a World War II nut.
And Hitler nut.
I'm a bit of a Hitler nut as well. I think it's just misunderstood. But I'm all... And I know you can't understand why, but I quite like and I'm quite proud of the village that I come from, of Ufkum.
Ruffcum.
There it is. And
pulling siblings off each other
since
1902.
And basically, yeah, there was...
Before that, it was legal.
Yeah. There were some American soldiers that were held... Well, not held, but were
against
stationed.
Against their will by
Shut
locals.
Up. No.
Hills have eyes looking motherfuckers.
Stationed at some fucking big house, and they were sort of using it as their...
You live in the big house?
I was about to do it!
What?
On Django and Jane.
Django.
Oh, is it?
You got that in the big house?
I still haven't seen it, and I need to.
I've never seen Django.
I mean, you need like 3 hours
one.
Free.
What's the other one?
Damn.
What's the other one he done?
What's Tarantino film? There's loads of
Yeah, what's... I don't mean Pulp Fiction. I mean recently.
Inglourious Basterds?
No, I've seen that. That's good.
That is good.
Of course you've seen that. You love Hans Landa. He's your fucking hero, isn't
he? He's pretty cool.
He is quite cool, to be fair. But
Dorlarmy. Arrivederci.
I stood there, with the Italian waiters, and there they're going... Just not saying anything.
Anyway, this is completely off the... complete waste of time, I'm going to say now. Fuck it, I will say it. But the guy said, oh, there were some black soldiers, but there's not a lot of information. So da, 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 da. And there was a proper old boy there. And I don't mind a bit of old school racism. And he piped up. Jesus and Christ. He's proper Devonian as well. And he went...
Here we go.
He said, I think up at Up Lomond, that's where the coloureds was best.
Jesus Christ. Dem as fuck as well. Jesus.
And I went into Soph, who'd been dragged along to this World War II nerd
fest. You didn't
fest
take her with
me.
You, did you?
I did, yeah.
You did not get laid that night, did you?
And I just leant in and went, oh, coloured.
Fuck me.
No one said anything.
You definitely didn't get laid that night. She'd have fell asleep when she got home. She's so fucking bored.
Oh, God. To be honest, I didn't realise it was going to go on for so long.
World War what? Never heard of it. Is it on TikTok?
She knows who Hitler is, so I thought that's quite good.
Oh, only because you fucking sat
forced
there
it down her neck. Literally.
Morning.
It's the only thing I can.
A rolled up picture of Hitler.
Right, that's half an hour.
Oh, God, I've just filled my sinuses with Monster.
Why would you do that?
You haven't snorted it. It's not cocaine.
No. I know it gives you energy, but still.
Well, I thought...
doesn't work if it goes through
a
blood-brain
barrier. I thought,
well,
this story's not really going anywhere. And then as soon as you said, and then this old boy piped up, I thought, oh, this is a bad time to take a mouthful of drink. And I was like, swallow it as quick as you can. And now it's all... I feel like I've got Monster in my eardrums
sort of
on the inside.
In a big pool of Monster.
Yeah.
Can you swim, Bulge?
Yeah.
When was the last time you swam, though? You go on holiday a lot,
well,
didn't
I fell
you?
Out, not
hang on, what did you fall out of? Bed?
No. Yeah. Anyway, no, I fell out my kayak back along.
You got a kayak?
I've got two. So I'm a fucking idiot and bought one that didn't have the weight rating for me.
It's the story of my life.
Yeah.
turns
out he's got a 90 kilo fucking weight limit. It's like,
Don't worry, I will tell you.
I'll tell you off air. Yeah.
Okay.
Sign up for the top tier Patreon to find out what the joke is.
Yeah.
Benny will tell you the joke later because you're the only top tier patron we've got.
Super secret Patreon. It's no more than 12 seconds long.
It's like Niall's Love Life.
I was going to say, releasing my sex tape, haven't we?
Yeah.
Twice.
It's including me hitting go and stop at the end.
Fumbling for the stop button.
And with
the
credits.
Yeah. Noodle.
Directed by, oh, fucking, I can't think what the name is.
Robert B. Wyatt. Yes.
Oh, God. Wow.
Turn the shit off.
I thought it's.
Turn the shit off.
He wants to hear the joke, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sign up to Patreon, motherfucker.
I'm on the fucking Patreon.
Yeah, but not by money.
I'm not paying you money. You can fuck right
You're
off.
You're paying us money. It's an investment.
That's backwards economics. It's Bidenomics.
Bidenomics.
Biden, he said.
Oh.
That was his slogan back along, wasn't it?
And the Cherokee and the Wolf and the Connecticut. Anyway.
And then inappropriately sniffing my daughter.
But what?
It's what he did. He was inappropriately sniffing his daughter's hair.
Was he?
On telly.
On purpose?
Probably. They're all perverts, aren't they?
Yeah.
All these people in power, they're all perverts. Yeah.
It's the power, it's the money. Yeah. This is everyone. Anyway. Bold said bye.
I can't say what I was about to say. It would probably genuinely get me arrested eventually.
You're going to get arrested for the stuff you've said on the phone to the council anyway, so.
That's true. I don't know. Two TK is a nonce.
Well, I don't think you'd say that. I might bleep it just to add suspense.
Yeah.
If I don't bleep it, because I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Bulge, John, what?
Just Maddie, don't arrest
bye.
Me.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.